its highest level for almost 4 years. At over $100 a barrel as the Iran conflict continues for a 10th day, finance ministers from the G7 countries, including our Chancellor Rachel Reeves, are holding an emergency meeting where they're expected to talk about releasing oil reserves. Well, just before coming on air, I spoke to Professor Paul DeLue, Director of the Energy Transition Institute at Robert Gordon University here in Aberdeen.
No surprise, you closed a major choke point of the global oil and gas industry, the Strait of Hormuz. Of course, that's going to have an impact on prices. But something happened over the weekend as well, is when Israel started attacking energy infrastructure in Iran and Iran responding. And that really, really, really spooked the market. And you can see this morning, oil prices absolutely jumped up, one of the biggest jumps we've seen in the record on Brent crude prices. So it is absolutely kind of a major impact on the world. And of course, it is a real uncertainty what is going to happen next, because nobody's going to know what's going to play out in the next couple of days or the next couple of weeks.
And uncertainty is the word that you've been using, isn't it? Well, what is the impact of what's happening going to be on people? Who is going to be impacted by this and how?
I mean, everybody's impacted. But right now, as a consumer, you're going to fill up your car with petrol or diesel. You can see the prices have already increased. But also gas prices up quite a lot. Most of us are protected as consumers with the price cap, but businesses are not. So the business costs will increase, and of course it will be coming in into higher prices. But also shipping things from all over the world to the UK is going to be more expensive. We see inflationary pressures coming in. So if this is going to be with us for weeks, months, we'll see it absolutely coming up in higher prices for the consumer over time.
We're broadcasting today from Aberdeen. Obviously, a lot of livelihoods linked to the oil and gas industry. There's been a strong lobby from here about the windfall tax, etc. Will world events mean it's more likely that there'll be more production coming from the North Sea? What's the answer to that?
I mean, what it does, it's put a spotlight on how important energy security really is to any country around the nation. You want to have energy on your doorstep and control it. So the North Sea is a national treasure. We need to absolutely look after it, because actually it's here and it provides enormous amount of energy. Of course, we can't turn on the taps straight away on the back of this, because it takes a while to drill new wells, get new projects on stream. But we need to make sure that we have all kind of energy on our doorstep. It is the renewables energy, the new wind, the new hydrogen, the new carbon capture and storage. But in the interim, we also need to make sure we have oil and gas continue to supply the UK. Oil and gas provides 70% of our primary energy needs in the country, so we can't do without it. And if we don't produce it here, we're going to have to import it. Of course, import means from the countries in the world where they don't necessarily can export it. So it really is important to have a balanced portfolio, including here in the North Sea.
For those people in Scotland who rely on home heating oil, so they have no other choice but to use oil, to buy oil in, what's the impact on them?
I mean, the main thing is that people have a tank where they have the fuel oil in. The moment they're going to have to buy it, they're going to be exposed to the new prices, and there's very little we can do about it. So there's a real issue. We can see people impacted almost immediately. There's no price cap for that kind of part of the business. So yes, consumers will be affected by the high oil price we see, particularly those who use more electricity than others and those who are using fuel oil to heat our homes.
There's a debate just now among some world leaders about whether or not to tap into emergency energy reserves. What does that mean, and what impact would that have?
Yeah, the world has a huge amount of strategic reserves, and the reserves are there, like oil reserves, sitting in storage tanks, particularly if something is going wrong in the supply chain, and that's what we have now. We can't get the oil to the consumer, and therefore we should be able to tap in that strategic reserve. We did it actually in 2022, mm-hmm. when Russia invaded Ukraine, and the US released quite a lot of the strategic reserve then to kind of help the markets. And I can see it would be strategically the right thing to do, in particular in the short term, to release some of these strategic reserves now to help kind of ease the markets a bit and take the pressure off.
I mean, is there likely to be a cohesive agreement about that from around the world leaders?
I think what the people struggle with is how long it's going to take. Mm. Because, of course, the strategic reserves are limited. You can only do so much, and you want to use them at the right time. So there's a conversation going with the finance ministers at the moment from the G7 countries. I haven't seen the results yet. But I think it is important to have all the tools in the toolbox and use them wisely and actually take some of the pressure off the markets at the moment.
Just to summarise then, Paul, for those listening, what is the impact of this soaring of oil price and amidst the context of the Middle East crisis going to be on us?
So immediately what we see happening, forward prices will go up. higher petrol and diesel prices. We see in the medium term, we see our gas prices going up, and because a lot of our electricity in the country is generated by using gas, we see that going up. And the other thing we see is inflationary pressures, because the cost of goods in the shops will go up because of higher transport costs, other higher costs basically reflecting the goods. So yes, we'll see as consumers all that's going to hit us in the next few months if this conflict is going to last for a considerable period of time.
It's grim, Paul, isn't it?
I wish I could have a better message, but that's the reality of what we're facing now.
That's Professor Paul Deleu there, Director of Energy Transition Institute at RGU in Aberdeen.